contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forged a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. God. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Get a load of
this is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Life Fellowship Community.
Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord, saints. What an awesome honor and what an awesome privilege it is to be able to come into your homes once again with the kingdom ministry of God to your life. As I always say on this broadcast, I don't have the words to express how much of an honor and how much of a privilege it is, you know, that you would allow God to use me to sow seeds of life, the words of life, into your hearts and into your spirits. And I don't count that lightly. That's an awesome honor and a privilege and a tremendous responsibility. That's why I say I don't take that lightly, that God would use me and that you would allow him to use me to sow into your lives the kingdom ministry of God. That's my assignment. That's it. I just have one assignment. Go into all the world and make disciples of all men and teach all mankind and teach them what I taught you. That's all he taught me for all my life, for the last 40 years, but all my life. But for the last 40 years of my life, that's all I know. That's all he taught me. That's all I have. He taught a lot of folks a lot of things, but I'm talking about what he taught me. And thank God for what he taught all of us. But I just got one assignment to come and share with you, you know, what he taught me. He said, go and make disciples of all men and teach them what I taught you. And Lord, I'll be with you always. And what he taught me the gospel of the kingdom. He taught me the good news about a kingdom, about a king, about his kingdom, about his kids in his kingdom, and about the keys that governs that kingdom, the laws that governs that kingdom, the functioning principles that governs that kingdom. After all these years, you know, I'm just now coming into, you know, the operation and learning how to operate in the laws of the kingdom. All my life, I knew about the laws of Moses and the laws that God gave the children in the old covenant. And those were good things. Laws were good things. A schoolmaster. But let me say something right here while I'm right here. Do you know that the laws that God gave Moses came approximately, probably a little bit more, somewhere in the area of 3,000 years after Adam sinned and ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? The law of Moses didn't come till 3,000 years later. Yet mankind died from Adam all the way up to Moses. And the law hadn't even been given. Not the Mosaic laws. And the law is good. You know, well, I'm going to go there. I'm kind of getting there. There are some original laws that were before the laws that God gave Moses. And he gave those laws to Moses for the children of Israel. There are some laws that God gave to mankind, to not just the children of Israel, to every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. And in those laws are the functioning principles of God and his kingdom, and how his kingdom operated, how his kingdom functioned, and the protocol of his kingdom, and the laws that governs those, that. You know that the law that we break that God gave Moses, you know how God gave Moses those laws? He didn't give Moses those laws for us just to live by. You know? He gave Moses those laws because, and not to how can I help me, Holy Ghost? To show us, man, the extent of our sin. Where there's no law, there is no sin. So when God gave the laws to Moses, he wasn't telling them, man, just not what to do, but he was telling them that so that they would know, man, that they, listen, he told them, man, don't have no other God before me because they already was having other gods before him. He told them that I should not steal because they was already stealing. He told them that I should not kill because they was already killing. He told them that all them things he was telling them that they shall not do, they were already doing those things. So he was telling them, man, to show them, man, listen, those things, that the way you living, the law is to show you. To show you what? That, man, you didn't broke the law. And you need a Savior. Because all those shall not that he told, that he gave the children of Israel to do, they had already broke all of them before he even gave them to them. He came out the mountain, man, and with the law and said, I shall have no other God before me, man. They were down there, man, worshiping. They had made him a golden calf and everything else, man, with worship. He already know that. God already know that. Those are the results of them breaking the original laws. And God was showing them that, hey, listen, you know, you need a Savior. You need me. In essence, God was saying, listen, I need you. I can't do what I want to do without you, but you're in a fallen state, and you can't do what you want to do and would love to do without me because you're in a fallen state. So you need me. Let me say it in a different way. Hey, listen, we need God, and God needs us to fulfill his overall purpose and destiny, watch this, for our lives. He needs our cooperation. He need us to come in agreement with him. He need us, man, to say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. He need us to say, Lord, not my kingdom, but thy kingdom come. He need us to join in alliance with him. Because he can't do nothing in this earth without us. And without your permission, I say it in a different way. Listen, the strongest thing on the earth, man, is the will of a man. Boy, Jesus was casting out devils, healing the sick, raising the dead, opening blind eyes, man. But boy, I'm talking about them Pharisees and Sadducees were looking right at him, man, but they couldn't change their will. Demons trembled when they saw him coming. Devils, I'm talking about. But them Pharisees and Sadducees and religious people that day and all that, and anybody else, listen, Your will is a strong. That's why the first request in your Bible when you pray is, Father, not my kingdom and not my will, but thy kingdom come and thy will be done in my life, just as it is in heaven. When, Arthur? When I die, I get to heaven? No. Right now. Right now. Isaiah chapter 9 says this here, man. Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. Mary born the child. That's Jesus. God born the son. That's Christ. Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. God gave the resident that was in Jesus. Who is that? The Christ. The anointed king, the king of kings, the Lord of lords. This is the greatest title, I think, of all of men that he's given men. He's the word of life. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 14, he say, boy, he come right on the shore, his name shall be called what? The word of God. The word of God. That's what his name going to be called, the word of God. What is it? He's the word of God. He's the word of life. Let me just throw some seed out there, and then hopefully with the Holy Spirit will come back and water it. That's the original law. Who? Jesus. What you mean, Arthur? That's the word of life. That's the word of life. I'm going to say it again. That's the word of life. Let me. Oh Lord. Most of the time I come on here and my give is a give of exhortation, you know, and to exalt you in the word of God. And most of the time I don't never, you know, just turn to tell you to turn to your Bible or read this or read that, you know, because it's all the word of God. I just had the word of God on the inside of me. And I got to share with you in some, a lot of cases. I don't have it on the inside of me in chapter and verse. In a lot of cases, I can't tell you where it's at in chapter and verse in my own self. But the Holy Spirit always brings me to remembrance because it's not in chapter and verse. It's on the inside of me. As long as it was in chapter and verse, it really wasn't doing me no good. I just had wisdom. I just had not wisdom. I just had knowledge and a little understanding. And as long as it was in the book and then what we call the whole Bible and on the pages and in chapter and verse, it really wasn't doing me no good. But when I got it out the book and got it down on and got it out the chapter and got it out the verse and then got it down on the inside of me, that's when it began to be, man, the word of life. And that's when it began to produce on the inside of my spirit what? The life of God. The life of God. Just a little bitty baby. Growing up, boy, in the life of God. Just not really learning how to crawl. Learning how to crawl. But boy, one day I'm going to mount up with wings as eagles. Hey. And we're going to run and we ain't going to faint. Hey, listen, we ain't going to cave in. We ain't going to quit. And we're going to soar as eagles. We're going to walk in the reality of what it means to be the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Why are you saying that, Arthur? Why are you prophesying that, Arthur? Because, hey, listen, that's the word of life. That's what God said. That's what he prophesied. I'm just lining up my prophecy with his prophecy. What prophecy? The word of God. Not the prophecy of the Old Testament prophecies. All those are good and everything else, but I'm talking about a prophecy like I always tell you that was before all of that. That which was from the beginning. Not just in the beginning. I'll throw some seeds out here, some nuggets out here. Let me say something right on right here, you know. All the messages that you see in your Bible and from Genesis chapter 3 through the prophets and everything that's spoken man to mankind after Adam and Eve, man ate out the tree of the Garden of Eden, ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and got put out of the Garden of Eden. Every word that was ministered to mankind after that from that wilderness experience was not God's perfect will for your life. It was God's permissive will for your life. What God had to permit, what God had to